We all love the supreme unpredictability of the NFL, and it's that you never know what might happen factor that keeps us addicted and coming back for more. In a league that owes a good bit of its monstrous success to defying conventional wisdom on a routine basis, the plot twists seemingly never end. With that in mind, here's a question that still sounds shocking to even consider. What if the biggest surprise of this offseason winds up being that Brock Osweiler really is the answer at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Yeah, that Brock Osweiler, the one Denver didn't re-sign, and the one Houston was so eager to dump that essentially had to bribe Cleveland to take him off its hands. The one who went from being a presumed savior to favorite punchline in the span of about 4 months with the Texans. Osweiler is getting rave reviews these days from Browns head coach Hugh Jackson, and he's thought to be running ahead of both Cody Kessler and rookie DeShone Kizer in the Cleveland quarterback competition. Based mostly on his impressive long ball arm and his significant edge and experience. To be sure, all the positive reviews certainly could just be Jackson's thinly veiled attempt to enhance Osweiler's trade value. And it wouldn't be the first time that Jackson went overboard in praise of one of his quarterback's career resurrection efforts. See Robert Griffin in Cleveland last year about now. But let's not forget, Osweiler is 13-9 in his career as a starter. He owns a playoff win on his resume. And not all that long ago, noted quarterback guru John Elway thought he was Denver's future franchise passer. Why, I seem to even remember him helping beat the mighty Patriots in overtime one snowy Sunday night in late 2015. Face it, Cleveland has endured far worse than that at the game's most crucial position these past two decades. So why not give Osweiler a good long look this summer? Wouldn't it be rich if the Browns finally ended their long national nightmare at quarterback by lucking out on the guy two AFC playoff perennials decided they could live without these past two off seasons? Stranger things have happened. This is the NFL, where you expect the unexpected. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.